And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Polar, Briefcase, and Brody Brigade.
The men from the ministry.
This is a special day in most of the civilized world, even in the General Assistance Department in Whitehall.
My love for you, so warm and true, that's why I pen these lines, to ask you if you'd like to be one of my valentines. Isn't that lovely, Mr. Lamb? My love for you is warm and true. Yeah, what does he mean, one of his valentines? Who the blooming hell does he think he is?
Doesn't he say?
Charles Prince, whoever he is. Oh, look, here's one for my Bernard, I think. Looks like his thumbprint. Lend me your life, and I'll lend you my heart.
Oh, how very touching.
Aye. And here's something else touching.
Hmm?
P.S. Lend me 10 bob and I'll give it back to you payday.
Really?
It's from Bernard, all right. Yeah, you've got a lot of letters this morning, Mr. Lamb. I'll bet they're valentines. Do they all start, Dearest Richard?
Well, no. Most of them start, Dear Sir, unless...
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's one from my landlady. Oh, isn't that nice of her?
Oh, what does it say?
If you were a Bedouin, you'd live free in a tent. But as it's not your bed you're in, I'm going to raise the rent.
Good morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Morning, number one.
Yes. Anything in the post, by the way?
No, number one. Just a few kind words.
Really? Well, it's nice to be appreciated. Well, if there's nothing important, I'll toddle along to the club for lunch, I think. Oh, really, dash it all. Some people have no consideration. I suppose that's Sir Grumble Guts. General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown speaking. Good morning, Sir Grumble... Morning, Sir Gregory.
How did you know who was on the line, Lennox Brown?
I recognise your snarl, Sir Greg. No, I recognise your voice.
But I hadn't said anything.
No, hadn't you? Yeah, well, your silences are very expressive, Sir Greg.
Maybe. Now, why aren't you on the job?
I beg your pardon, Sir Greg.
The job you and Lamb are supposed to be doing today, haven't you had my valentine, Mimo?
Oh, Sir Gregory, I didn't think that you cared.
I wrote you a memo about Operation Valentine. It started early this morning and you're in it.
Oh, and what are we supposed to be doing, Sir Gregory?
That's what the memo's all about, you fool. Now find it and get cracking.
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory, and do give my kind regards to Miss Benton. I mean, Lady Billy. Hello, we've been cut off. Thank goodness.
Well, what was he going on about this time, number one?
Somebody called Valentine having an operation, I gather. You know how vague Sir Gregory is. You know, he's getting on, poor chap. Can't remember anything. Loses things, you know. Incidentally, have you seen a memo lying about number two?
Only the memo we had last week saying that too many memos were going astray.
Really? I didn't see that. Where is it?
I lost it.
Oh, really? How can I possibly run a department with this sort of thing going on? No. What about this Valentine business?
Well, I don't know, number one. I haven't seen a memo about it.
Well, that one's lost too, I suppose.
Mr. Lennox Brown.
Yes, Mildred?
Your hat band.
Me hat band? I mean, my hat's band.
Aye, your hat band. Didn't you put something under the band to take up the slack after you had an haircut?
Did I? Oh, yes, I do seem to remember using a bit of waste paper or something. Oh, well, I'm dashed. Who took that bit of waste paper out of my hat band and replaced it with this extremely important memo from Sir Gregory?
Mr. Foot.
Satire is not your cup of tea, Mildred, which reminds me.
Oh, right, I'll go and put it on tea. Get on my nerves.
Mildred, what did you say?
I said I'd bring it well sugared.
Oh. Now, number two, let's see if I can unravel this mess that you've left us in.
Mess that I've left us in?
Just hang on, let me read this. What does this mean, Mr. here? Operation Valentine, security infiltration, defense measures. Number two, this is a highly important document.
Ah, is that why you've kept it under your hat?
Oh, very good, very humorous.
Thank you.
And here's something else you'll find comical. Are you ready?
Yes, ready.
We have to kidnap the Prime Minister.
What? Kidnap the Prime Minister?
I knew that would make you laugh, yes. Let me explain, number two. Stop boggling. The historic monuments and buildings people are very concerned about the amount of thieving being done by visitors.
Thieving? You don't say.
I do. They caught a fellow outside the British Museum only the other day. Just about chucked the Rosetta Stone into the boot of a rented car he was.
Hire a car from Piccadilly?
No, hieroglyphics from Egypt. Anyway, Operation Valentine has been mounted to test the security of certain important establishments.
And we've been chosen to try and kidnap the Prime Minister from Downing Street?
No, from Baker Street. We have to try and pinch the waxwork of Mrs. Thatcher from Madame Tussauds.
Or anything so real. You mean to say all these people ain't people? They're all made of wax?
That's right, Wilma, honey. You see anything you want for a Valentine's Day present?
Oh, what about that one over there, Elmer?
Huh?
The guy in the uniform with the Foreign Legion hat.
Oh, that's de Gaulle. You really want him?
Well, he'd look real good next to that painting we nicked from the Louvre in Paris last year.
Listen, Wilma, there are some things you don't say out loud.
Like what?
Like what you said. Now, come on, move away from the crowd.
Well, do I get that French guy for my living room, or don't I?
Suppose you take a good look around first, huh? You might find something you really want, like, say, how about him? You know that empty corner we got in the bathroom?
Elmer K. Goober, you want I should have Henry VIII looking every time I... Well, every time I take a bath...
Honey, he's only wax.
Them eyes ain't.
Listen, it's gonna be hard enough putting a snatch on one of those waxworks without waiting for you to make up your mind.
I told you I'd take the French guy.
Yeah, but you're in London now. You gotta have a souvenir of England. Like, from Ireland, it's the Blarney Stone.
We ain't got the Blarney Stone.
Not yet, but we're going home that way, ain't we?
Well, okay. I'll take something English, but not Henry VIII's character.
Say, I got it. What a gimmick. There's just the dame we need. We'll put her right up by the front door. And then when folks come to call, there she'll be waiting to greet them just like a maid.
Who?
Mrs. Thatcher, the Prime Minister.
Now, number two.
Yes, number one.
Stop looking furtive. Look nonchalant, like me.
Oh, you mean I should wear my bowler hat sideways as well?
Is it? Yes. And where's my umbrella?
It's hanging down your back. You didn't take it off the coat hanger when you put your coat on. And you didn't take that off the hanger either.
Really? I thought my shoulders were a little stiff this morning.
Number one, look. Look, at the top of the stairs. A policeman.
Oh, don't be silly, Numbadoo. That isn't a real policeman. It's a waxwork.
What? But he's looking at me with those piercing, steel-gray eyes.
Oh, nonsense, number two. They're very lifelike, these things, but anyone who's really observant can spot the difference straight away. Just look at his complexion. If he isn't wax, then he's dead. And if you want to prove it, kick him in the shins.
You do that, mate, and I'll do a couple of things. First, I'll run you in, and then on the way to the station, I'll rip out your moustache, hair by hair. Any questions?
Could you direct us to the royalty room, Constable?
Oh, but of course, sir. Around to your left and follow the arrows. Have a nice look round, sir.
Thank you, Constable. Come along, number two.
Number one? Number one?
Oh, yes, number two.
Nothing. I just wanted to make sure you were real.
Real? But of course I'm real.
Good.
As real as that attendant over there. Excuse me. What time does the exhibition close? Yeah, the poor chap's deaf, I think, you know.
Perhaps he's got wax in his ears. Actually, number one, he's all wax. He's a dummy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes, the light's playing some peculiar tricks today, I must say. Now, listen, number two. It'll be closing time in about half an hour. We must find somewhere to hide, and then when everybody's gone, we'll grab the model of the Prime Minister and find some way of getting out and wait for Sir Gregory to come round with the medals for us on Monday.
Number one, you're an absolute genius.
Oh, come, come, come. We can't have you flattering me like that. Let's just say I'm nobody's fool.
Well, I think that's a shame. I'm sure somebody would take you.
Never mind, number two. We have no time for levity.
Haven't we? Well, it's going to be an awfully long night.
Now, I wonder what's behind this door here. Maybe we could hide in here. Yes. Doesn't seem to be used much. This is exactly what we're looking for. Come on, come on.
Wouldn't you like me to keep KV out here?
Number two, are you turning chicken?
Well, I'm starting to flap.
Look, just follow me and say to yourself, I am ice cold.
I am ice cold.
That's it, number two.
I am ice cold.
Yes, good, yes, excellent.
I am ice cold.
I think that will do, number two.
I am ice cold.
There is no need to overdo it. Now, fasten your mind on hot water bottles.
Hot water bottles.
I find out where we are. Fortunately, I brought a torch here. That's better. Now we can see where we're going.
I'm ice cold.
Number one, I am ice cold.
Oh, I'm not surprised, so am I. This is the freezing chamber. Ah, here's a vacant office, number two. Now, just nip inside and see if there's anywhere for us to hide.
How do you know it's vacant?
There's a sign there to let. Now, come on, hurry up, number two. Well?
But it isn't vacant, number one. In fact, none of them are.
None of them?
But that sign doesn't say to let. There's an I missing.
Oh. Now, this is getting serious, number two. We have got to make sure we aren't thrown out with the crowd. Look, there's a real attendant. I'll find out how long they stay open. Excuse me.
What's the matter, number one?
Best if I know. Perhaps his corn's hurting. I say, are you all right?
Yes, mate, I'm all right now. It's me nerves, you see, me nerves. You came at me a bit sudden-like.
Came at you?
Yes. I thought it was Crippin come back to life.
Crippin?
Oh, come to think of it, number one, there is a rather strong likeness, you know.
Yeah. And as for you and that other bloke down there in the Chamber of Horrors, Charlie Peace.
Charlie Peace? I'm like Charlie Peace.
Two pieces in a pod, number two, eh?
You've got a bit more air than him. Otherwise, you're spitting images.
And he should know, number two.
I should know, all right. 16 years I've been the night watchman here, with nobody to chat up of a night but these dummies. 16 years. Now it's beginning to catch up with me. It's me nerves, you see, me nerves. They can't stand it.
What a shame. Can't you stick it out until you go on pension?
Pension? I'm only 36.
I see. Anyway, tell me, Mr.
Snetherthwaite. Humbert Snetherthwaite.
Tell me, Mr. Snetherthwaite.
Call me Humbert.
Well, very much appreciated. Now then, Humbert, suppose we offer to stay here with you tonight.
Stay here? Oh, you can't do that. It's against the rules and regulations of SMAC.
The rules and regulations of SMAC?
Yeah, that's right. The Society of Museum Attendants, Curators and Keepers, Article 4, Subsection 3, Paragraph 9 of the SMAC Constitution says that any member found guilty of harbouring trespassers on the property in his charge shall become liable to a fine of...
£5?
Make it 6 and you can kip with the princes in the tower when you get tired.
Ah, splendid. Now, where shall we hide until everyone's gone?
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you what, when I start throwing everybody out, you take your chance and nip into the cabinet group. With them bowl rats and briefcases, nobody's going to catch on. You look just like the other dummies. stand by now and make sure nobody sees you.
Well, I say, what a nice chap. What did he mean, like the other dummies?
Never mind that now, number two. Just be happy about your promotion.
Promotion? What promotion?
You're about to join the cabinet.
I say, no one. Couldn't I join that American presidential tableau instead? There's a little brunette just behind George Washington. Well, I know she's only made of wax, but what a dog. What a dog.
Elmer, how long do we have to stay like this? I'm getting the cramps.
You want to have my problems? I got pins and needles.
In your arm?
No, where it really hurts. I'm sitting on Mrs. Lincoln's work basket.
I say, number one, isn't this funny? Just like playing statues again, isn't it?
Yes, but you don't have to stand on one leg with a fixed grin on your face. Try to be a little more subtle, more conservative in your approach.
Conservative? Yes, especially in this cabinet.
Quiet, number two. There's a couple coming this way with their eye on us.
Yeah.
Son. Who are them two supposed to be?
I don't know. There's no mention of them in catalogue.
They don't look like I said they don't look like cabinet ministers to me. They're too shifty looking.
Oh, well, that wouldn't stop them being cabinet ministers, would it?
Sam, he moved.
Whom? I said who moved?
Him. That ugly one with the big ears.
Well, there's both of them, and they both got big ears. And they're both ugly, come to that. Happened it's you.
What's me?
Seeing them move when they aren't.
Don't talk daft, Sam Oglethorpe. Did you ever see things moving when they weren't?
Aye. Happens every time after I've had my third pint.
Well, I haven't had one pint, let alone three.
We'd best go and put that right, then. Come on, there's a pub next
door. Hang on. I'll never sleep if I don't find out.
If you don't find out what?
If he's a real man or not.
You can't start doing things like that. I said you can't start doing things like that in here.
I mean to find out whether he's alive or not.
Oh. Well, stick a pin in him, then.
I haven't got a pin.
Well, use your hat pin. That's made me jump often enough.
Anybody looking?
No.
Right, then. Well, I never...
What?
Look at that. I'd never have believed it. They put real blood in these dummies.
Time, please. Closing time.
Oh, we're off.
Come on,
then. Come on then, Edna, love. You've got something to tell. I'm back in Bootle about London anyway.
What's that?
It's not every woman who's wiped the blood off her hat pin on the Home Secretary's trousers, is it?
Number one.
Yes, number two.
Has everybody gone? I think... Oh, my leg.
Don't know why you have to make such a fuss, number two. Look, I had a tickle in my throat, but you don't hear me complaining.
But I'm bleeding to death. I need a doctor.
Get you to one downstairs, then. There's one there.
Who is he?
Dr. Crippen.
Well, that's got rid of him. Everything all right, is it? Hello, who's been spilling red ink on the cabinet carpet?
It isn't red ink, it's blood, and it's mine!
Blood? I wouldn't have thought that was thick enough for blood. Bit anemic, are you?
I am not anemic.
And there is no need to raise your voice, number two. Mrs. Thatcher wouldn't like it.
How about a cup of tea, eh? I usually take a cup along to Mary, Queen of Scots, about this time. To console her, like, before she gets her head chopped off. I used to nip down to the Chamber of Horrors for a cuppa and a meat pie with Sweeney Todd, but I can't stand it no more. It's me nerves, you see, me nerves.
Yes, yes, Mary, Queen of Scots, will do nicely. Thank you, Mr. Sellerswaite. Lead on, will you?
Rightio, then. You like her, you know. Very quiet, doesn't say much.
Suffering cats. I thought they was never going. Wilma? Hey, Wilma!
I can't move my neck.
Oh, Wilma, you and your tensions again. Right. Better?
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Elmer. Gee, but you're gentle.
Come on. Come on now, Wilma. We gotta get the Prime Minister out of here before them fancy guys in the derby hats get back. Ow!
Oh, what's the matter?
Something bit me.
Yeah, you better put those pins and needles back in Mrs. Lincoln's work basket.
He's asleep at last. Now, come on. It's time for the next phase of Operation Valentine. Pinching the Prime Minister. All right, now, gently does it now. We don't want to wake old Snetherswade here.
Won't he get into trouble when they find the Prime Minister's gone?
Trouble over what? They'll probably give him an OBE. Now, quiet now.
Okay.
Keep quiet in case there's another night watchman around.
I think we have to go round this corner.
I'm terribly sorry. Are you all right?
I'm okay, but for my neck, Elmer.
Okay, Wilma, honey, here we go again.
Oh, gee, that's great. Oh, that's wonderful therapy, Elmer, just wonderful.
Well, I do hope you're all right. Allow me to assist your friend.
Relax, number two. It's only a dummy. Don't think you'd find the real Prime Minister creeping around the corner. The Prime Minister? What is going on here? What are you, A, doing here in Madame Tussauds after closing time, and B, doing with Mrs. Thatcher?
Well,
Come. What are you doing here?
You'd better come clean, Elmer. Tell them all about it.
About Valentine, you mean?
Yeah.
Valentine? You mean that you're working on Operation Valentine?
Well, sort of.
Oh, well, my dear chap, why didn't you say so? We're on Operation Valentine, too.
Are you?
Yes, someone must have got their memos crossed, number two.
Absolutely, must have. I mean, they wouldn't send two lots of people to pinch the Prime Minister, would they?
No.
Well, why, no, I guess not. They wouldn't, would they, Wilma?
Sure they wouldn't. What?
Now, listen, we better join forces. How did you plan to get the Prime Minister away?
Oh, no problem. I found a little back door that opens just like that, and I got a van waiting around the block.
A van? Well, I say, number one, I've just had a brilliant idea.
Tell me all, number two.
Well, why just the Prime Minister? Won't Sir Gregory be pleased if he hears that we've managed to get away with the Cabinet?
Picking you up.
Oh, hello, Sir Gregory. Lennox Brown here.
Lennox Brown, where? You and that other blithering idiot Lamb have been missing for 2 weeks. Where are you?
New York, Sir Gregory.
New York?
Yes, Sir Gregory, and I know you're going to be pleased with my news. We've started a brand new export business.
Exporting what?
Wax models, Sir Gregory. Big demand for them over here as dummy butlers and footmen and commissionaires.
Would you like
to take down the first order, Sir Gregory? Just get your pencil. I want 500 Prime Ministers, 250 Foreign Secretaries, have you got that? 250 Home Secretaries, and a gross of assorted members of the Cabinet. What's the matter, Sir Gregory? Isn't the order big enough? Sir Gregory!
Oh, Miss Bentwater. Take a memo, you know. To Lennox Brown and Lamb, General Assistance Department. Immediately on your return from America, you will report to Madame Tussauds to act as models for a new tableau replacing British Cabinet Group. The subject will be the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. That's what it will be. Yes.
Well, waxing and waning as the men for the ministry were John Simpson and Roger Service. The other dummies concerned were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, and Frank Graham.
Script and production by Tom Meehan, with direction by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry. Thank you.